What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast. We're talking about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as behind those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color have made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up?
What's going on? So, welcome back to another week of the show. Monday, Tuesday, our topics. Wednesday, discussion. Thursdays, Ask SSP. This week, I should have on Mike Weir, or a returning guest to the show. And then Fridays, everything else. Movies, books, games, all that good stuff. Without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. This article comes from securityweek.com. And it's written by Ryan Nurane. I think it's how you say the name. The title of this one is Microsoft says Russian government hackers stole source code after spying on executive emails. So Midnight Blizzard APT, they're at it again. So what Microsoft is saying is that they're poking around their internal network still, and they're stealing source code while spying on email. So when I first saw this, I started to think about this, right? And before I got into the article, it brought something to mind that I thought about for years. So they're trying to get source code, right? They did password spraying is what they did. So they got some usernames. They found some common passwords that have been out there for a while, or passwords that have been out there for a while. And they try to tie the two together. So what I was thinking about was the way to defeat this is pretty easy. Like, you just put password lockouts on. So like after three, it locks, right? You know, something like that. Three wrong passwords, it's going to lock, things of that nature. And I'm starting to see more and more to where that's not the case in a lot of companies. You know, I figure Microsoft would be better than that, but I don't, the way that they got in here, it seems like they didn't have that ongoing. So it's just you can keep trying passwords for as long as you want to, as you need to. It's just crazy. They got in there, started going through some emails, trying to get the source code for different things at Microsoft. Because as we know, Microsoft has their hands in everything. They're in the United States Department of Defense. You know, they work with other countries when it comes to their Ministry of Defense or whatever they want to call it over there. Different things of that nature. And their governments, you know. Microsoft's widely used. So the fact that this happened, like, this is kind of a big blow to them, right? But they're doing their best. They're doing their best to kind of take care of this. But like I said, password spraying is what they use to get in and kind of gain these accesses. And one of the things you got to think about, this Midnight Blizzard or whatever it's called, APT, they're also the ones behind the SolarWinds supply chain hack. And we know how big that was some 3.5 years ago, whenever that was. Was that November of 2020? December 2020?
Yeah, I believe so.
Something like that. Yeah, it was one of the first ones we did, like, for the podcast. So I know it was a long time ago. But they're still at it. So Microsoft said that their security team detected this on their systems back on January 12th. But the infection actually started back in November of 2023. So it actually took a couple months for them to actually figure out what was going on here. Microsoft, they're becoming a big target. They're doing a good job of finding all these different these threat actors and thwarting them pretty much, right? So they're becoming a bigger target. And they're, like I said, because they have their hands in so many pies and in so many countries. Yeah, this is gonna be something they're gonna have to deal with for a little while, right? So even if you're on the security side, Microsoft being as big as they are and dealing with cybersecurity and IT like they do, like even they can get got, right? This isn't the first time, it won't be the last, with them being as large as they are. But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't understand why it wasn't locking out either. Maybe to not overwhelm the help desk, like maybe that's not a feature that they put in there because they have too many employees and a small help desk. Or maybe it was that you can unlock your own account. So just before the news broke on LinkedIn, I had a friend send it to me. He read it in the AC 8K report. So the reports drop, the 8Ks and the 10Ks drop before the masses find out about it. Typically, he happened to be, I guess, reading it or he's subscribing to it and saw it. I don't believe all the information is out there yet. Like, I did read the report and I didn't see any more details than this news article had in it as well. They just gave just enough information, I guess, to file a report because it's an ongoing attack. Microsoft is a very large enterprise, so you think that they would have done a better job. However, I mean, they're breaking into government systems. They're breaking into a lot of different people. These people are very advanced. And their name has come up before. And SolarWinds, like you said, was a humongous breach that it took months before they figured out that they're in government systems. And then even at that point, it was so hard to right the ship. They probably persisted for a little bit longer before systems were actually shut off or separated from the network. So it kind of is what it is at this point. Hoping that they can learn from this and do better. I'm sure this investigation will turn out a bunch of information. I'm more surprised that they won the espionage aspect of it, right, where they're able to read the emails and obtain some insider information. But where did the source code come from? Like, how were they able to pivot or move laterally to get the source code? And what source code was stolen would also be something I would ask. Like, what are they going to be able to hijack in the future? Will it be Teams? Will it be other Microsoft products of some sort? Like, what keys do they have to the kingdom right now?
So my hope is that they weren't going out there whaling, like going out to those big fish, and then, like, for whatever reason, they had access to these different, like, test environments or source codes or anything like that. Like, what does the C-suite need with that type of access? Right? And I'm guessing, right? Like, there's no need for that. Like, when we were in the military, like, our commander didn't need an admin account. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same type of principle. You know what I mean? Like, what do you need with that? Like, tell us what you need, and we will enact on it, right? We'll make it happen. So, yeah, it's just crazy.
Right. They did say legacy accounts, so perhaps there's people who moved up in the chain, but they never turned off their previous accounts, which that's a problem with onboarding and offboarding. That's a problem with identity access management. That's a problem with a lot of different things that you would believe Microsoft would have an issue with at their level, because they're the ones who set the best practices. So I guess we'll see what comes of this. Like, I'm sure this is not the end of this. Like, last time I said that, like, the very following week. So we went from one Monday with the, oh man, it wasn't Revo. Who was it? It was Lockbit. So Lockbit, we talked about them on a Monday, getting shut down. And then the following Monday, they were back. So these things turn around pretty quickly. But I forgot. So please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm looking at the traffic. We are getting a lot of traffic is coming in because we're doing a lot of clips and shorts and we're writing articles and what have you. But like a good 85-90% of those people watch an episode or two and they don't subscribe. So I'm gonna need to convert you. All right. Like, share, subscribe. Let's just say subscribe, like, and share. Subscribe first. I would like to hit the 500 on YouTube, 500 subscriber count by the middle of the year, because the hope is we get 1,000 by the end of the year. That's the goal. So definitely like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And then hit us up by all of the social medias that go by our name. Either it'll be the other side of the FW, the other side of the firewall, or Ask a CISP. And then you can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Threads, and almost TikTok. So I set up the account, but it won't let me post. So it's fate. It doesn't want me out there.
There it is. Looking out for you.
Right. And then you can find Chris on LinkedIn. He is Chris Abacon, or you can break it down to Chris A. Bacon. So stay safe, stay secure. We'll be right back.